Clínica El Golf Dental Clinic has been looking after Santiago's pearly whites for 8 years, and this year is no exception. Clínica El Golf has English-speaking staff, so you receive the exact dental care you need. Book an appointment now. Call Clínica El Golf Dental Clinic at 234-0840. To make your appointment now, call 234-0840 and get your first checkup absolutely free. You can visit us online at clinicaelgolf.cl. Clínica El Golf, top dental care in English.
News and weather. 5 minutes to the top of the hour. Every hour on Santiago Radio.
I'm Lisa Downey. Time now for your Santiago Radio headline news and weather. Representatives of the Center of Palestine Studies, plus PPD, Party for Democracy members, and other pro-Palestinian representatives in Chile, presented a letter with 15,000 signatures to the government asking it to recognize the Palestinian state and to condemn the alleged crimes against humanity committed against their people. The request is the result of 2 weeks of campaigning and collecting signatures in several cities around the country. Salvador Macluf, president of the center, said the letter is an appeal for Chile to formally recognize the existence of a Palestinian state beyond the existence of the Palestinian National Authority embassy that is present in the country. Macluf added that more than 100 countries have recognized Palestine as a state, complying with the rules of international law. These countries include Argentina, Cuba, and Venezuela, however Chile still has not. Chile has a historical debt with Palestine, Macluf said. Argentina, Cuba, Venezuela, Bolivia, and Austria, which are some of the countries with which we have communications, recognize Palestine. Chile, however, which has the largest Palestinian community outside of the Middle East, still has not done so. Senator Eugene Okuma, one of the PPD members who supported the efforts, thanks those who signed the initiative. According to Tuma, Chilean President Sebastian Piñera needs to be aware of this need that is being asked for, not only by the Palestinian community, but by the Chilean population as well. The organization that binds government employees, ANEF, met yesterday in a special meeting to discuss the ramifications of the estimated 2,000 layoffs by the Piñera administration. The all-day meeting, of which members of the centrist left coalition, the Consortium, were also invited, resulted in the production of a signed letter in support of the fired employees and protesting the layoffs, and the unanimous decision to start a series of protests beginning next week. Although striking is currently illegal for government employees, the president of ANEF, Raul de la Puente, is considering the option in the face of what government opposition leaders have called political prosecution. Supporters of the government accused ANEF of being a politically manipulated organization that plays to the whims of the left-center opposition parties. The National Emergency Office, ONEMI, yesterday made a public statement urging those people still living in tents after the February 27th earthquake to move to shelters before the wet weather kicks in. According to forecasts by the Meteorological Department, winds and rainfall are predicted for today between the regions of Valparaiso and Biobío. Additionally, cold weather and heavy rainfall is expected to affect regions between Biobío and Maule. Because of the extreme drop in temperatures, it is recommended to those who are staying in tents to go to the authorized shelters in their area, said a representative of ONEMI. Time now for your Santiago Radio AccuWeather forecast. Antofagasta in the north will see a cloudy start to the day, giving away to sun. High temperatures of 18 degrees Celsius, 64 degrees Fahrenheit. Santiago will be cloudy with a chance of rain in the afternoon. Temperatures will reach 10 degrees Celsius, 50 degrees Fahrenheit. And Concepción in the south will see heavy winds and rain with high temperatures of 12 degrees Celsius, 54 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm Lisa Downey, and that's your news and weather from the Pulse News Desk. Get your daily Chilean news brief in English online every day from thepulse.cl. And don't touch that mouse, you're listening to the Pulse of the Capital, Santiago Radio, Chile's number one English resource.
I love Chile on Santiago Radio.